Imagine being able to turn on your cell phone and find that it just speaks right out of the box. Well, imagine no longer, because if you have a cell phone that runs the Symbian operating system, you could be using Mobile Accessibility. It's a new and exciting product developed by Code Factory. To tell us about that, we're joined by Ilya Gurdas of Code Factory. Ilya, welcome to the program. Can we talk about this amazing mobile accessibility software that your company has produced? Could you give us an overview about what it does and what it is?
Mobile accessibility is an accessible program for mobile phones for blind people. With that program, you have access to all your calls you can call, and you can send and receive SMS messages, and it also has got many other different features.
And we'll talk about some of those features shortly. Can we talk about the kind of phones that it runs on? Because, of course, there was a lot of enthusiasm. We did a review late last year of the software that runs on the Nokia Communicator, and people thought, this is fantastic, at last we've got some access. But there are some issues with that. It's a very expensive phone. It's also quite old technology now, because it doesn't support high-speed internet on the mobile network, and it doesn't support tri-band and a number of other things. So this option seems to run with a much wider range of phones and give blind people a lot greater choice.
Oh, yes, that is true. Yes, you are right that the Nokia Communicator is quite expensive, and so when we planned the software, we wanted to make it available to a wide range of phones. And now it works with the Nokia 7650 and also with the Nokia 3650, because, they have got a platform which is called Symbian, and all Symbian phones can be programmed. It also works with the Ericsson phone P800.
So for
Of course, in the future, I think it will work with many other phones. There's a list of the phones on our website, www.mobileaccessibility.com. And in summer, Siemens will bring out a new mobile phone, the Siemens SX1. And they will help to promote our software, and it also will work on that, because I think the Nokia phones, they are a really cheaper choice to other phones like the Nokia Communicator.
Right. Is this primarily a GSM thing, or will there be phones running this operating system in the United States that are using, say, the CDMA system that's quite common over there?
Yes, the truth is that in the United States, it currently works on the Nokia 3650 and I think on the Ericsson P800, because there are no other phones available now in the United States. But I hope that other phones will come out there soon as well. But with GSM, it works quite well, but with CDMA, it depends on the phone, like I said.
So when I turn on the phone, once this has been installed for me, how would I do that? I would download the software to my computer and then use software to upload the software onto my mobile phone. Is that how it generally works?
Oh, yes. You have to download the software on your computer, and then by Bluetooth or infrared, you can get it from the computer to the mobile phone. But it is very easy to do that. It only takes like 3 or 4 minutes.
And once it's up and running, once I turn on the phone, it instantly becomes accessible, right? It's like it's almost giving me a completely alternative interface to the mobile phone.
Yes, it is an external application, and it immediately starts when you switch on the mobile phones. You can also change the contrast of the application for people, for example, who are not blind but visually impaired. They can change the contrast and they can still see the screen.
Well, when I had a look at the Flash presentation, my immediate thought was, gosh, I can think of almost anything that as a blind person I want to do with a phone, and you've thought of it and put it in this software. The first thing that really struck me as exciting was the fact that a blind person can check their signal strength as well as their battery level so that they can make sure they've got a good coverage when they're making a call and that they're not going to run out of battery, and that's something that we've always had problems with.
Oh, yes, that's true. But as I said, there are many other features. You can also get the date and the time, or you can receive and send SMS messages or MMS messages. So, for example, you can take photos and send them to other people. And there's also the alarm feature of, that you can have your contacts in your contact menu. You can have all your friends there, and then you can connect a ringtone to them, or you can send them an SMS. It is really easy to use, and you can also do shortcuts that, for example, on the number one of the phone, you can have a number of your friend, and just by pressing one, you can call him.
So there's a speed dial feature there. Also the ability to review people who've phoned you, the missed calls feature, that's great. And one of the things I really was impressed with was that if you've given somebody a phone book entry, then it will speak the name of the person who's called rather than the phone number, which makes it much easier to scroll through.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is a menu. We have got the missed calls, the received calls, and the calls you did. And if the person is in the contact list with phoned you, then you can hear the name of the person. And if it is not in the contact list, it will read you the telephone number of that person. Also, if you receive a call, you can press a button, and then it will say you who calls. Yes, the person of your contact list, or it will read you the number.
I've been amazed by how much information is now available by SMS messaging. My airline, for example, will offer me a service where it will send me a text message if my plane's going to be late, so I don't have to go to the airport and wait, all sorts of other things. And this software is putting text messaging in the hands of blind people. It's quite remarkable for both sending and receiving.
Oh, yes, it has got the synthesizer inside of the Swiss company Swox, and the synthesizer reads everything that is in the screen. So if you receive SMS messages, it can read you the whole message, or there's also a text editor which can read you words of the message, or spell you every word of the message. So it is really easy to access. Also, if you want to write an SMS message, then it tells you every letter. It tells you every letter you you put in the phone, and it tells you the whole word. And after that, after typing the message in, it tells you all the message again.
Roughly, how much memory will this take up in my phone?
Oh, it will take about 3 MB. It also depends on the language, but for English, it does not need so much memory like for German, for example.
What languages do you have it available in at present?
They're English, German, Spanish, and we are currently working on French. But I think in the future it will also be available in Italian, for example, or in other languages. It also depends on the distributors. If one distributor contacts us and he says, oh, we are interested in Dutch or in Greek or something, then we might produce that as well.
It's very clear speech. I don't think I've heard that sort of speech before. It's a synthesizer that I'm not used to, but it's quite intelligible.
Oh, yes, it's a little bit like compressed, but I think you still can hear the speech very good. And, yes, it's, like I said before, it is a synthesizer which platform makes the text to speech, translates the text to speech.
So the big question everybody's asking, and obviously we've got listeners in 70 countries last I checked, but how much will this cost? What can you tell us about pricing at this point?
Yes, I'm very sorry, but yes, we currently sell the software in Germany and in Spain, but we are still looking for distributors in other countries and in New Zealand or in the USA or in UK. We are negotiating with companies, and yes, at the moment there are no contracts, but I hope we will have distributors there soon. But then the price depends on the distributor, and it does not depend so much on us. So I'm sorry, but I cannot give you any prices at the moment. It really depends on the distributor.
So it might be a blindness agency who just sells the standalone, or maybe it could be a cell phone a company who bundles this with a phone so that you would pay a one-off price and get the software package as part of the deal.
Oh, yes, that is true for people who do not have got a phone. Maybe it would be better to get it from a cell phone company with the software preloaded. But people who already have got a phone, maybe it would be easier just to get it from their local distributor, because then they can download the software via internet, or they can get a CD with the software on it.
So you don't intend, your company doesn't intend to sell the software over the internet to anyone who wants to buy it. You don't see yourselves in the retailing business for this?
The truth is that with distributors, maybe they can give a lot more support, yes, to the people who buy the software from them. And I think that is really important to get technical support and help. Also, like I said, the program is really easy to install on the mobile phone, but you might have problems, and then it's better to call your local distributor than to contact us, I think. And yes, I think it's better to buy it from a distributor. Also, we can reach a lot more people with that, I think. Maybe if we only sell it from our website, the product will still a bit unknown, but if an association does like a mailing to all their members, then the product will be more known and many people will know about the product.
How long have you been working on the development of this? How long has it taken to get to this point?
I think about 2 years ago we first planned the software, but only for Nokia Communicator. But then we saw that it is, and the Nokia Communicator is quite expensive, and yes, that it's really large as well. So when we heard that the new mobile phones will come out, like the Siemens phones or the Nokia 7650 and the 3650, we plan to do the software for them. And so I think we have been working like 1 year on that software for these phones now.
Amazing. So the website is www.mobileaccessibility.com, and there's a range of information there, including a flash presentation on the product, so people can get a feel on what it's like.
Yes, and everyone who still has got questions, he can or she can contact me directly, and I will answer these questions.
And what's the best email address to use to get in touch with you?
Oh, you can use like info@mobileaccessibility.com.
Very
or
good.
Or you can also go to our Code Factory webpage, and you can use the email address info@codefact.com.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program, and all the best with this revolutionary product.
Oh, yes, thank you very much for your interview.
To date, I haven't been able to get my hands on a phone that runs Symbian to give you a demo of this firsthand and some feedback, although I have been able to check the user manual out, and it does look very promising. hopefully we'll be able to get somebody, if I don't do it, to give us a first-hand account of using mobile accessibility. Let's look, though, at the flash presentation, which is available on their website, and I'm doing this partly to fill in the gaps after the interview, but also because I know that there have been reports of some people experiencing difficulty with the flash presentation and you want to hear it in action. So this does give you an example of how the phone works and also the speech that you'll hear on your cell phone if you get the mobile accessibility software. So let's go through the presentation now.
Welcome to the interactive demo of mobile accessibility. This presentation will guide you through some of the features of this product. At the end of each page, you will hear a beep. You can then go to the next page by pressing Enter. What is mobile accessibility? Mobile accessibility is a software application that makes the mobile phone accessible in different ways and allows its features to be adapted to the needs of the visually handicapped. Mobile accessibility has a powerful voice synthesizer designed by the Swiss company SVOX, which allows simple access to all kinds of information. This innovative product is designed to work in most of the new generation of mobile phones already available in any country. Mobile accessibility does not need any additional external device to work. Once loaded in the mobile phone, it is fully functional. Main menu. In order to start mobile accessibility, all you have to do is switch on your phone. Once started, you will enter the main menu. From this menu, you can access other menus, each of them providing you access to specific features. From this menu, you can also lock the keyboard and switch off your phone. In order to move around the options in a menu, you simply have to use the cursor keys. Let's try it.
Calls, messaging, contacts, services, tools, lock keyboard, switch off.
Now you have moved through all the options in the main menu. Let's select one. Calls menu. The calls menu gives you access to the call log. Let's first look at the options in this menu.
Calls menu. Missed calls. Received calls. Dialed numbers.
As you can see, it's very straightforward. The calls are sorted into different categories. Let's enter the list of missed calls, for example. Missed calls. This is the list of calls that you received, but which you did not respond to. For every call in the list, you can do several things. The most common one, of course, is to dial the number. Let's move through this menu.
Missed calls. Please wait. Missed calls 17239298937337366. John Miles.
As you can hear, for some of the calls in the list, mobile accessibility only says a phone number, and for other calls it says a name. For example, John Miles. For the calls that belong to someone in your contact list, mobile accessibility always says the contact name. For calls from someone unknown, it always says the phone number of the call. Once you have selected a call in the list, you can dial its phone number. You can also extract some of the call information, such as the date and time it was made. Let's try it.
John Miles, March 6th at 10:30.
Messaging menu. One of the most interesting features of mobile phones is messaging. Nowadays, not only can you send short text messages, also called SMS, but you can also send multimedia messages, in which you can attach text, images, and even sounds. Mobile accessibility lets you create and send both SMS and multimedia messages, also known as MMS. All the messaging features are available through the messaging menu. Let's first look at the options in this menu.
Messaging menu. New short message. New multimedia message. Inbox. Sent messages. Outbox.
The first two options allow you to create SMS and MMS messages. The last three options in the menu allow you to access the messaging folders where the messages are stored. Inbox, for example, stores a list of all the messages that you have received. We will see that later. Let's first write a couple of messages.
Messaging menu. New short message.
It's very easy to write an SMS. All you have to do is type the recipient's phone number and then the text.
2690665366 message. H-E-L-L-O. Message sent.
After the message has been sent, it will be stored in the sent messages folder. Now, let's write an MMS.
Messaging menu. New short message. New multimedia message.
From this menu, you can write a multimedia message. The first thing you should do is type the recipient's phone number.
Please wait. 2690665366.
Then, you can attach text, an image, or sound to the message. Let's now attach an image.
Add text. Add image.
Now that you have created the message, you're ready to send it.
Add sound. Sent messages.
So far, you've seen how to create and send new messages. Now let's see how to deal with the messages you've received.
Messaging menu. New short message. New multimedia message. Inbox.
All received messages are stored in the inbox. Let's move through the list of messages.
Please wait.
17239297 8. Mary O'Brien. Lewis Scott.
Let's read one of the received messages now.
Hello.
For every received message, you can perform several actions, such as replying to it, getting the date and time of the message, the phone number of the sender, etc. Contacts menu. The contacts menu allows you to add new contacts and access the contact list. Let's first add a new contact.
Contacts menu. New contact. First name. K-A-T-I-E. Last name. J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Cell phone number. Email. Home phone number. Home street. Home city. Home province. Home zip. Home country. Job title. Company. Work phone number. 69066653666. Contact added.
Let's now go to the contact list.
New contact. Contacts list.
Katie Jackson. Robert Smith. Thomas Jones.
For every contact in the list, we can perform several actions. The most common one is to dial the contact. But we can also send an SMS or MMS directly to the contact or assign it a ringing tone. Let's assign a ringing tone to a contact.
Contacts menu. New short message. Ringing tone. Ringing tone. Hear current ringtone. Restore default. Select melody.
You have now assigned a ringing tone. Every time this contact calls you, you will hear the selected melody. Now, let's go back to the main menu. From the services menu, you have access to various features, such as setting the active profile, setting the speaker volume, managing alarms, assigning shortcuts to keys, setting the date and time, setting the color and screen contrast, etc. Another option in the main menu is the Tools menu. From here, you have access to different add-ons that you can download from the internet. Mobile accessibility is an open product, and several add-ons can be plugged into it in order to enhance its range of features. Add-ons include calculators, email readers, musical composers, and many more. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of mobile accessibility. This software is now being distributed all around the world. Please contact Code Factory or your local distributor for more information about this product.